It's a sunny Saturday at the Folk Store, a boutique music shop in the River Market that also doubles as the Folk Alliance's headquarters. Vintage guitars, banjos, and ukuleles line the wood-paneled walls. The customers are relaxed. They bond over their mutual admiration of the instruments. And then, in a transition that seems virtually seamless, break into an impromptu jam session. Folk Alliance Executive Director Lewis Myers explains.
The essence of what we do is bringing people together through music. It doesn't matter if they've never met. They can walk up to each other with instruments and find a common bond within seconds.
Folk music is always representative of a specific community. For example, the folk music of Louisiana is Zydeco, while in Minnesota it's polka. Myers says centrally located Kansas City houses more folk traditions than anywhere else in the country.
Musicality-wise, everything works here. Whether it's blues, country, gospel, bluegrass, it doesn't matter. This was a crossroads. This was people going from south to north and from east to west. It feels more like the crossroads than the crossroads in Mississippi where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil.
For the next 5 years, Kansas City will host the International Folk Alliance Conference, which is in its 26th year. The five-day event next month is expected to draw over 2,500 folk artists and industry people from around the world, Myers says. The Kansas City Convention Center and Visitors Association projects a $3.5 million boost to the Kansas City economy. But there are bigger expectations. Here's the view of Mike Burke, chair of Kansas City Mayor Sly James Task Force for the Arts.
We are in worldwide competition with other cities around the world for attracting creative talent and technical talent. The Folk Conference is one more really positive indication that Kansas City is America's creative crossroads, that we are bringing creative people to Kansas City, and many of them elect to stay here.
Back at the Folk Store, Myers plays a banjo and explains that he will not measure Folk Alliance's success in Kansas City solely on the annual conference.
The conference is a way for people to come together to celebrate what we do, but we hope to affect people almost every day. Our long-term goal here is really to turn the store into a folk center where the local bluegrass and the Celtic and the blues and the reggae and the Zydeco and everybody else, there's a place for that to come together on a local level.
The International Folk Conference will be held at Crown Center February 19th through the 23rd, featuring over 250 live performances and bookend keynote speakers Graham Nash and Al Gore. For KCUR, I'm Lauren Kirby.